Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I saw something interesting, and I had never really given this much thought before.
All right.
But it made me go and look at my phone.
Uh-huh.
And, Hawk, you could play along with maybe your mom or something on this.
Okay.
And, Cato, you might need to use your mom, too, so don't laugh. Heidi, you can look at Jeff in your phone.
Okay.
And the question they asked is, how do you have your significant other listed in your phone book, in your phone, in your contacts?
Wow.
All right. So I'm pretty sure mine is just Jamie is what it probably says. It might have her last name. It does. It has her last name, too. So it's Jamie Steele, and that's what pops up on my phone. Which they were like, that's pretty boring if you just have their name, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
So, Hawk, what you got your mom in there at?
Mom's not a bad little kisser.
That's what you have on there?
Mine's a little different. No, I mean, I just got mom.
Right.
I mean, you know, I do have some, like I told you not long ago, like if someone owes me money, I got how much money they owe me.
Okay.
In that, like, you know. I got a guy.
But this is like in the name category.
That is in the name category. He's like, Rod Phillips, he owes me $100.
It says all that when he calls?
Yeah, it's like I put it in the title. I like put certain things by in the title. Like if they work at a certain place or a certain area.
Wow.
Like,
all right. I guess to some degree that's smart. A little weird, but smart.
Okay.
Yeah. I would probably put that in like the notes section, but I could see how you want it to be right there, so that's the first thing you can ask them about.
Well, sure.
Well, when I meet people for the first time, I'll put their first name dash and where I met them, be it Universal Joint Hall of Fame.
Okay. If it's someone new.
If it's someone new,
I
can relate to. Okay, I saw them last Friday.
Sure, sure, and I'm sure a lot of people have certain things written down for their exes. if you do have an ex.
Okay, so tell us.
No. That's what it says.
It says no.
Don't answer.
Okay, Heidi, what do you have for Jeff?
Well, I have him listed in favorites first.
Okay, well that's iPhone. Not. Yeah, that's no big deal.
I don't have
but what's the name?
But Papa Tree Top.
Papa Treetop?
Pop a treetop or
Papa Treetop?
Papa Treetop.
What does that mean?
I'm not telling.
Okay. Oh. I'm not even going to push on that.
Some kind of code.
Move on.
The Papa Treetop.
I'm just glad it wasn't the other one.
I'm glad you guys don't have kids.
It's funny. You guys mentioned kids.
Yet.
You mentioned kids and parents, Hawk.
Yeah.
And that was something that was discussed, too.
Mm.
I do have to share with you some of the really good husband, wife, and boyfriend, girlfriend ones, because they're pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
But some of the kid ones are on there. Of course, you've always heard of kids that call their parents parental unit one, parental unit two. That was when I was a kid,
what?
So it's not really new.
Nah.
But in this case, it was with a step family. So they had four of them. So I guess it might have been more sensical to call them, still mom and dad, it seems like, for your main parents. But then they also have some, like, where they used a nickname, like a Stinkerbell, and that's what their daughter's name is in there.
Instead of Tinkerbell from Disney, it's Stinkerbell.
Probably goes back to diaper days or something. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I was known as Pootser for a long time.
Oh.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
Well, yeah, and you thought my mom thing was weird.
Well, this is not how I'm on their phone or anything.
Oh, I thought it might be how you were on your mom's phone.
Mm-hmm. Someone else says my daughter has me listed as Mothership.
Mm-hmm.
And her father listed as something I can't say on the radio, but to be fair, he earned that moniker.
Mm-hmm.
Another one says, my kid has me listed as the feds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. That's bad. Here's one. In my daughter's phone, I'm listed as birth giver.
Wow.
Oh, here's a fun one.
The giver of the birth.
Here's a fun one. A lot of people say that they have a friend or a sister or someone down as life coach is what it comes up, and it's because they offer unsolicited life advice all the time.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a compliment to have you down as life coach. Now, here's what I really got a kick out of is one of the married couples here.
Okay.
She says, I have my husband's full name, which is not all that exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is I finally changed it from OK Cupid guy number 3 after we had been married for 5 years.
Oh.
So he was OK Cupid guy number 3. That's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, especially since you're married and you're still OK Cupid guy number 3. There was apparently at least 2 other OK Cupid guys before he managed to lock things down.
So she's like, "Oh yeah, OK Cupid 3." Is that what she like? That's what she originally thought and she just left it on there for that long.
No, she met him through OK Cupid.
Oh.
And so he was the third one.
Okay.
And it was like, this is the she was numbering
Cupid.
Him as she met him.
I got you.
And he managed to make the cut. So I thought that was kind of cool too.
Yeah.
One person says the other day I asked my dad why his mom was listed as Wylene Stewart in his phone. He looked at me and said, "Well, what would you have me call her?" He was shocked to find out I just have him listed as dad. So he had his mom's name as her regular name, and he didn't even think of putting her in as a mom.
Now, I've heard a story, and a kid was in the country with other friends years ago, and his phone was stolen. They got into his phone, called dad, and said that he'd been locked up. And they were the police department for that country, and they sent money thinking he had actually been arrested. But because he had dad listed, they knew it was his parent.
So
they said you shouldn't
that.
Do that for security purposes. Now, my mom's in there as mom because nobody's going to kidnap my phone.
I was going to say because that never happens. But if it did, it would be great.
Yeah.
So what you should do is probably put down 911 as dad. And that way, when they steal your phone, they'll call 911 and give away their location.
There you go.
No.
Sneaky.
That doesn't make sense. And I'm the dumb one on the show.
He don't get it.
All right.